Good morning, Family First. This is Robin speaking.
I don't know if I'm calling the right location. I spoke to someone on Wednesday. I used to work for you guys, and I was trying to come back. And they told me they was going to send me some weekend.
Okay. You don't remember you say you don't remember who you spoke to?
No, because she said that she would call me back because she wanted to make sure she didn't need anything of mine because it wasn't that long ago, but to make sure everything was updated, but no one never gave me a call back, so I'm confused.
Okay, I could transfer you over to HR because they're the ones that handle
okay.
that.
Thank
one
you.
Second. No problem.
Family First, Community Speaking, I'm going to help you.
How are you? I'm calling because I called last week. I was inquiring about me coming back to work for you guys again. I don't know who I spoke to because they were supposed to give me a call. They took my number, so they would give me a call back because they were going to send me some weekend clients. And then also, if they needed to...
either Sarah or Monica.
Oh, okay.
Did those names ring a bell?
It might have been Sarah.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured because she's the one that does staffing. So I'm gonna connect you to her. If you don't get her, just call right back. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure.
Home care. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
How are you? You were the one I spoke to last week, Kenya Jackson.
How are you?
Yes, I was calling to see because you said y'all had a weekend and you would want to see if I needed to update anything.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, can you just confirm your date of birth for me?
1/31/1987.
Beautiful. And now if my computer will move along, I will be able to get you the details. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you stopped working with us in 2024.
Oh, wow, it was that long?
Yeah, it's been a while. So we will need, okay, so I'm going to send over the links. We need a new TB test. We need a new tax forms, and we need a new, competency test, like the in-service test. Let me make sure your, IDs are still, your IDs are still valid. So I'm going to text you over that. Let me see what TB you have in here before I give you that. It was a PPD. Okay. So, you need a new one of that, and I'll send you over the the links to the, everything we need, and then I'm going to send your file over to HR to follow up with you, and I just need to confirm that you are in 19142 on Saybrook Avenue. Is that still your address?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And then I will, like I said, I don't really have many cases in Philadelphia. I do still have those weekend cases available. However, the patient is very difficult. So we're unsure if we're keeping her as a client because she's been kind of mean to my caregivers, and I don't like that.
Right.
So we're trying to figure it out.
You know what's crazy? I know how to deal with people. Like, I'm so, I don't know how to go around it.
Yeah, I have no problem sending you over there. It's just a matter of if she's going to open the door, you know. So let me work it out with them, and I will confirm everything with you. And in the meantime, I'll send you over anything that we have that is somewhat close but might be just outside of Philadelphia. And and we'll see what we can work with, okay?
No problem.
All right, thanks, Kenya. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.